Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Welcome back on the 2 for Tuesday, Sam Crowley, May 19th, 2015, on the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Want to give a love shout out to everybody on Twitter. Hit me up at Sam Crowley. Love the feedback. Love that you're listening. You tweet me, I retweet you. Love the show? Let me know. Hate the show? Let me know. Either way, I love connecting with the listeners out there of the number one motivational podcast on the planet. Let's pick up where we left off. You're planting the seed. Where's the harvest? Sam, come on. I planted seeds. I'm not making any money. Well, all right. Let's talk about what you do in the meantime, okay? Because there ain't nobody worth their salt, like I said on the very show before this, that's going to tell you get out there, plant the seeds, and just stare at them. You're a farmer. You go out there, and it's April, and you're planting corn in the fields, and you plant it, and you just stare at it. Remember, a watch pot never boils, baby. You don't just stare at it. You walk away and you let the harvest come in and you continue to work the field, right? You water it. You let Mother Nature take its course. But in the meantime, you got to stay busy. You still got to earn income. So how do you do that when you're an entrepreneur, when you're just starting out? Well, here's a few ideas that I would highly recommend. Number one, never quit your job unless you've got at least 6 months of income stashed away. And that may sound counterintuitive to the Everyday Saturday guy. Well, aren't you telling me that jobs suck? No, not really. I ripped the Band-Aid off with what I did, but I wouldn't recommend everybody do that. You know, I had a 401k. I had a retirement that I also wouldn't recommend you dive into because in the United States, if you do that, you immediately get hit with a 10% penalty for withdrawing it. Then you're going to get hit at least 28% taxes off the top that you're going to have to pay. So you've lost 38% of your 401k minimum. And that doesn't even count if you're in a higher tax bracket, it's even higher than that. So you can take a loan against your 401k. That would be if you even touch that stuff. This is all the stuff that I did when I first got going. I had a couple hundred grand in my 401k and I started taking loans and then the loans were maxed out. And then I started just ripping the money out of it, man. I had to live. I had to just keep this dream going. I wouldn't recommend anybody do that. I just would not recommend you do it. My bills were about $7,000 to $8,000 a month, which is pretty standard. I mean, look, we're spending $1,000 a month on groceries, probably more with diapers. I had two kids in diapers, three kids under the age of five. This is when I quit my job the first time. Health insurance was $1,200 a month until I just stopped paying that and went without health insurance for a while and got a cheaper policy with a super high deductible of, you know, $10,000 a year, and then my health insurance was about $350 a month. But electric was $250 a month, gas, cable, all that. I mean, just to live. Car payment was $500 a month. We had a Chevy Venture minivan at the time. I think it was like $550 a month. Car insurance. Just think about it. Add up your bills. You can get to $7,000 a month real quick. Mortgage was, we had a first and a second. The first was like $1,500 a month. The second was $500 a month. That's $2,000. Had rental properties that were always costing me money every month. So it adds up quick. So what do you do? you still got to have money coming in. You get a job. All right. First thing I would tell you is to get a job. You don't need to like the job because you got to understand it's only temporary and you're using it as a stepping stone. And if it gives you health insurance and it pays the bills, it's not embarrassing. It's not like you're a sellout. It's short term. There's a difference between going to a job you hate and being a sellout and kissing the butt of your boss so you can climb the corporate ladder just so you can have all the nice things and the trappings that you think you want until you realize when you retired it was never anything you wanted. You realize the time you missed with your kids, all right? Preferably find a job that allows you to still have a meaningful life with your family, with your spouse, and with your kids. Also, Make sure that you either work before, during your lunch hour, or after your job to continue to build your dream. That would be my first suggestion while you're waiting for the harvest to come in. If you're a speaker like myself, that means you're creating content. You're podcasting, you're blogging, you're shooting videos of yourself, promoting yourself locally as a speaker, making sure you dominate page one of Google. If you Google Cincinnati motivational speaker, do that. And then just click on videos. Excuse me. You'll see the first five or six videos on page one of Google are me. That's what I did many years ago, dominating my first local area, just Cincinnati, Ohio. Start in your local market. Now, if you're something else, a coach, a consultant, anything like that, then dominate your local market there as well. Then go regionally, Midwest, then go state of Ohio, Michigan, Pennsylvania, wherever you live. Could be New Zealand, Australia, Sydney, Melbourne, wherever. Okay, understand there's acres of diamonds in your own backyard. So if you want to wait for the harvest to come in while you are continuing, now you don't wait, you continue to plant the seeds, meaning planting content. Why don't you get a business card or two that actually says what you do? One of the most eye-opening things ever for me was when I created my very first business card. Now, I don't have business cards now. People are like, hey, you have a card at event? No. Sam at Everyday Saturday, hit me up. Oh, do you have a card? No, Everyday Saturday. It's very easy to remember, and I'm not being an ass, but I'm just telling you, every day is Saturday. Just go there and find me, and we'll hook up if it's worth hooking up, okay? But when I first got business cards done, because I thought that's what I needed, and I don't think business cards are bad. I'm just saying I don't use them, okay? When I get them, I throw them out. If I want to connect with a person, I immediately put their information in my cell phone because that's important to me. If it doesn't make it to my phone, how many times you get back to your hotel room after an event or something, you look at business cards, like, Now, if someone gives me a card and I find them interesting and we can do business together, I take the card and I do put the information in my phone. But by and large, many years ago when I had business cards, when I put down their international motivational speaker, it meant something. Why? Because it was in writing. Chief Executive Motivator was actually the title that was on my card. And it had a picture of me on stage speaking, and it had all my information. It had the website, the email, and it felt very real. Listen to me. Write out what it is you do. For me, it's still, to this day, May of 2015, very powerful when I send an email to somebody, whether it's an event planner, coaching client, whoever. Speaking for Tony, like I mentioned in the podcast earlier, signing my name, speaker, trainer, seminar leader, author, No More Work Days, A Journey to Making Every Day Saturday, author One More Breath, and another book that I have on Kindle as well. Those are very powerful things. Now, you don't need to be an author. I'm just saying, what is your title? That right there is continuing to work while the harvest is coming in. We talked about this yesterday, all right? You are not your body. You're not your name. Your parents just picked two names and they gave it to you. All right, you're spiritual, you're intellectual, you're in your physical realm as well, but all of this together is who you are. You are not the title. But when you put down what it is that you do, it's not head of purchasing, agent, CFO, CEO, plumber, electrician, legal, paralegal, what it's none of those things, all right? It's where you're going towards. Your title is where you're moving towards. I'm a speaker, trainer, seminar leader. Guys, I was putting that title in everything that I communicated outside of my regular job to everybody. I didn't put part-time entrepreneur learning how to do internet marketing. Okay, what if I would have signed everything with that? The show before this, I mentioned the 25K keynote that a listener wanted to know how I booked that. Well, it's because I wasn't referring to myself as a full-time employee, part-time speaker. I owned the international motivational speaker role, the speaker, trainer, seminar leader role. I owned that. Nobody needed to know that was part-time. Nobody needed to know a few months before that I was shoveling sidewalks in a small town of 8,000 people where I had to relocate my family just to continue to pay the bills. Nobody needed to know that I was knee-deep in the middle of a Chapter 13 bankruptcy. Nobody needed to know I had no credit. Nobody would give me credit. The only one I had was a credit card called Premier, which was a prepaid card for $250 at 20-some percent interest because I was such a loser that nobody would give me credit. At least that's the way I felt, and the way you feel is all but reality, true? The way you see yourself is exactly how you see yourself, but that's not the way other people see you. If I would have told people all of these things, do you think I would have had a chance in you-know-what of ever booking myself on any stage, let alone a 25 grand keynote? Of course not. But when you tell people where you're going, That's when the harvest comes in. You don't tell people. They don't care where you've been. Oh, I've been through the valley. You know what? We've all been through the valley, Jack. Your story ain't any worse than anybody else's, okay? Unless you've been given 90 days to live, your life is great. And until you start owning where you're going, you're never going to see the harvest come in for you, because 90% of the people don't care about your problems and the other 10% are glad you have them. When you understand all of that, that's when the harvest comes in. So if you got to get a job, get a job. It ain't embarrassing unless you say it is. If you don't have a job and you got to do odd jobs on the side to mow lawns, dig a ditch, go clean a house, whatever it is to keep the lights on, that's okay too, because that's all temporary, baby. Where you're going is permanent. You know where you're going? Towards your dream. Isn't that awesome? Isn't it great that you have hope? Isn't it great you woke up on the right side of the ground? Isn't it great that you've been blessed with so much and you focus on that? You don't focus on where you've been in the valley. Look, if God wanted us to stay in the valley, then that's what he would have said in the Bible. You know, he passed through the valley. He didn't say, I got a campsite, got everybody there, and we just stayed there. Do you understand? Tell everybody where you're going. Not only will it get them excited, it's going to get the most important person who's involved in this equation excited, and that is Y-O-U. Get excited about where you're going. I'm excited about where you're going. Sam Crowley, make sure you hit me up on Twitter. What do you want to hear on the show? We'll talk about you and your dream next Everyday Saturday show. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Everyday is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Everyday is Saturday.